Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, my fellow travelers, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and today I'm going to talk to you about what spirit therapy actually is. It's a new kind of modality therapy. I see now that there are a couple other people doing it. We all sort of came up with it on our own. At least that's what happened to me. So I'm going to explain to you the different things that we do at Spirit Therapy and how it works. And hopefully you will find some joy and guidance in it. Well, I'll start with telling you how Spirit Therapy came about for me since I founded it. It was, you know, what do you call what you're doing when it's something new? I was trained in psychology and education in college and enjoyed it, but it took too long, I thought, for some real progress to happen with conventional psychology. And with education, I learned a lot about how people as humans learn, but the methods that were used to teach were a little antiquated. So over the course of, almost 20 years now, I've been formulating and gathering new ideas from different sources and combining them with what I was taught conventionally and came up with spirit therapy because I use the same principles as conventional psychotherapy, but it involves much more of spirit. And spirit is sort of a loaded word. The spirit within you, the spirit that is bigger than you, your personal spirit and whole stream of you. Spirit also includes the one source, the creator, and all other spirits that are just like you, all of us eventually leading back to our one source, whatever that is. So spirit therapy is for you to learn to work with yourself, your inner self, your higher self, your spirit guides, your angels, your ancestors, as well as learning to play nice with others who are also co-creators in this life journey. So how do we do that? Well, the quickest way, I listened to a lot of Abraham, and Abraham makes a lot of sense to me. He is a conglomerate of spirits that talk through Esther Hicks. Feel what you want, but at this point in time, I would hope that people would have enough of an open mind to realize that there are many different ways of communicating, and we can be a vessel for many great teachings. And the greatest teachings are, to me, in my opinion, are when people are channeling really parts of their self, channeling more than themselves. So even Esther is part of Abraham. So anyway, I'll make a lot of references maybe to off-world teachers, as I call them. So I just wanted to explain that. But anyway, Abraham says, how do you create your own reality and your own joy in your life? Pay attention to how you feel and what you think, and care about how you feel and what you think. Our society is geared towards us just getting through it and just doing it because it's your responsibility and you're supposed to. And in order to be an upstanding citizen, you have to get through, quote unquote, all this crap. And from the point of view of spirit, that is just utter nonsense. There is no reason ever for that to be your experience like that. So with spirit therapy, we talk about what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And if you have a session with me, I'm the resident spirit therapist, you'll talk to me about how you're doing, what's working out, what's not working out, what do you want, what are your desires in life, and how are you getting them? And do you feel that you need to run around physically to do and get everything that you want? Or are you working with your own manifestation inner workings and actually starting to understand how to work with yourself so that you can work with spirit, so that you can flow with everything that happens in your world? And the one big thing that needs to be established in spirit therapy is that you have the responsibility to create your own reality. You do. It's kind of up to you. How it happens is not up to you. What other people do is not up to you. But what you do with that information and how much, what's the word? Responsibility? Sort of, but like, how much do you pay attention to the vibration that you're giving out, so therefore are getting back? And once you start paying attention to that, you see how you can really manifest what you are looking to do in your life. And with a little bit of training to see who you are and what you really want and what are your dominant thoughts, what are your belief systems, if things aren't working, I pinpoint those. You already know what they are, but because you'll say them. And then we'll talk about them. We'll see where maybe you're having an old belief system that isn't helping you. And maybe you don't even realize that it's a broken record going on in your head. So spirit therapy has a lot of different points to it, but that's one of them. Stopping the old broken records that are just playing in the attic or the closet or maybe right next to you constantly every day, and you don't realize that you can just turn it off and that it has no purpose. So that brings me to the next point of clearing the old. We do that because since time and space is a three-dimensional sort of understanding of the world, but in the fourth dimension, time is all relative. It's just duration. So we have to look at our past, our present, and our future all sort of as one thing, because it's our life journey. It's our hero's journey. So looking at the past, a lot of people think and believe different things about what to do with the past. You know, clear it all. It has nothing to do with your present, so forget about it. You know, just bless it all and release it all. Okay, that's cool. All of it, though, because, you know, just because it's not happening right now in the present from your physical perspective right now, doesn't mean that it isn't still living in the time continuum. So I believe more in making peace with and incorporating and understanding what the past was and what it has to teach you and how it guides you. I went home to Philadelphia this weekend and I was talking with my mother about different people in our lives that make kind of funny choices and they have a tendency to blame people for things, and it's like this constant reoccurring pattern. That's one thing. But what I was really going to say is terrible things that happen to us or other people, my mother feels bad when things like that happen. My example was Patrick Stewart, the actor, English actor, Dr. Captain Picard. So he came from a household with an abusive alcoholic father who used to beat up him and his mother and, you know, had a rough childhood. And my mother said, well, I didn't know that about him, but now I feel so bad for him. I feel so sorry for Patrick Stewart for going through that. And I was like, well, yeah, but look at what he's become. and look at all the wonderful things that he does for people that are going through abusive situations right now. And he's an activist and, of course, is an amazing actor. I mean, besides being Captain Picard and many other parts, we studied him in acting school as one of the Shakespearean greats. And he does. His depths of understanding of a character are phenomenal. So would he have known that without going through these trials and tribulations, his specifically being an abusive family life? Yet learning how to really love and protect his mother and eventually to stand up to his father. So that's one example. Everybody has one. Some are more dramatic and traumatic than others. But whatever you've gone through in your past, I mean, in order to have your hero's journey, you got to slay a few dragons and get lost in the desert for a little while. Because otherwise, how do you get challenged? How do you know what you're made of? How do you know how powerful you are? And talking about spirit therapy and all the different topics that I've done over the last few years, I realized that, you know, this word power, it's like, it's become a little, you know, we think, oh, well, power, with great power comes great responsibility. Absolutely. But the power I'm talking about is your own spiritual filling yourself with your own strength and your own power, which comes from love and light. So you're working on getting to and being in tuned with your own power. These steps, these journeys, these tribulations and trials that we go through, and this searching that we go on to find ourselves, that's how we find our power. And so the responsibility has already been taken care of with the power, because you've taken the responsibility of yourself to get through whatever comes your way in as positive and fully of a manner as possible. And as well, you're searching and looking and paying attention to how you think and how you feel. So you have taken responsibility for yourself. So I think that statement's a little bit backwards. With great responsibility of self comes great power of self. Because again, maybe that's where it gets confused. We never have control over anyone else, truly. You can lock them in a tower. You can do all kinds of things to try to make someone stay or to trap their physical body. But you can never, without consent, actually control anyone else. So, and more I'm realizing you can't be a crappy person and go along the steps and really understand spirit therapy and be in touch with yourself. You just can't, because if you're a bad person, it doesn't work. Like, you can't climb the ladder. Like, you know, there's no rings for you. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And bad person, what does that mean, right? I mean, so that's another thing we go into, like the judgments, these labels that we put on things and these words. Sometimes the word can be a broken record, you know, anything. The one word can be a trigger. You know, if you've been told you're an alcoholic, you know, you hear the word alcohol or beer or vodka or rum, and it can be a trigger into something. Or, you know what I mean, these different words, you know, female and the way we feel about ourselves, or male having to be the breadwinner, like, you know, even just words male and female can come up with all kinds of thoughts in your head about what does that mean to be a man, to be a woman, you know, to be beautiful, to be handsome, to be desirable, you know, or not. That's a lot of, clearly a theme that's going on with people, because I think that comes along with power. You know, when you're finding your power, the only way to find the power is to really learn to love yourself, no matter what. but really learn to love yourself, even if, because probably, because we're never done, we never finish this journey, things are not all exactly how you want them to be. So learning to love whatever is now with yourself, that's a through line that can help with anything that you're doing with your life, with anything that you're focusing on, getting that self-love, whether it's the way your mind works, the way your body works, the way your life works, all of it can only help you and aid you on this awesome journey we call life. So I'm going to take a little break. And I'm going to play, it's like, what song do you play for spirit therapy? I mean, we should have our own theme song. So if I were to pick the songs that I know of at this time, I would pick Metaphysical Fitness, because that's really what we're talking about here with spirit therapy. And then I will come back in 3 minutes and tell you a little bit about our psychic reader and our intuitive drawer. And enjoy Metaphysical Fitness.
Physical, pulling wisdom through third eye visuals to see beyond the temporal. The mind is still, the mind is still, the mind is still, the mind is still. I am not that, neither the body. So watch the illusions get chopped up, just like karate. Absorb the nadis and transfer the attention, ascension from the lower energy fields. Love is the meal, the only thing real, and shades of it we made of it. The rays of it display something amazing when you can only feel its presence. So feel this realness, the mystery of wealth revealed when we begin again as children, witnessing innocence and divine resemblance, omnipresent resident of the heart, center is the super soul, transferring messages, answer to the question when it manifests in presence, is the passage is the figment of your imagination, and so is the future.
Every time. I just love that song. I might make that my little 10-second intro. So, our friend Gia is in the chat room, and she has like all these different names that I call her and that she calls herself, and they're all really great, and they're all really interchangeable for different moments, whether you're typing or talking. It's great. And she wrote, all Hindu gods have at least 108 names. So I kind of like that, actually, the idea of nicknames that are usually given to us or we come up with on our own do speak to the different sides of us. Because, you know, most of us have been here many, many, many thousands, maybe millions of times doing this life dance. So all of our names get incorporated, and then here in the 21st century, they show up as nicknames. So, like one of Gia's nicknames is Sister Jingles, and it's perfect. My nickname is Jignus, because I like the jigsaw puzzle. Everything's a puzzle, put all the pieces together, get a beautiful picture. So, you know, things like that. It's fun. Anyway, so, to top it off with the spirit therapy, what happens during a session is you tell me a little bit about which direction you would like to focus your hour into. And I use one of three card decks. I don't use tarot. I'm learning them, but, you know, we have experts for that. So I use the Ascended Masters deck by Doreen Virtue most of the time. And then I have the Goddess Guidance and also another one that's very different called the Trust Your Vibes deck by Sonia Coquette. So, anyway, we pick some cards, see what's going on vibrationally, so you don't have to sit there and tell me your entire life story. And then we go from there, and the cards, without fail, pick up on the different vibrations and energies that are going on with you right now, and then we discuss ways to make that better and make it work for you. And I'm a big fan of doing more work in the mind and less work with the physical, because the mind tells the body what to do and is the beginning. So you might as well start there instead of, you know, expecting the car to just run around and do everything, if you know what I mean. So anyway, that's spirit therapy. I'll say right now, you can find us at spirittherapy.nyc, and appointments are available there, or you can call us at 646-919-0540. So I'm going to tell you about our psychic reader, Diane Mallett, who, even though she's part of Spirit Therapy NYC, lives in Boston, but she's been a great friend and fellow light worker for over 20 years. And I've watched her gift go from awesome, because she's a Pisces, into phenomenal, off the charts, shocking a lot of the times to both of us throughout the years. So this specific psychic reader, Diane, uses tarot. She can really use any deck. She uses dragon decks, and she has the Wizard's Tarot. So if you're into Harry Potter, you can get a reading with that deck with her. That's her favorite deck. Totally speaks to her. So she uses the tarot with many different faces, many different decks, to intuit what's going on with you. And then she's also been trained in the ways of spirit therapy, and she lives them as well with, you know, watching your vibrations, seeing what you're putting out there, what your patterns are. Everybody's got patterns that show up. They have a different face or a different location, but we're there still. So if it's a pattern, it's going to be a lot like that again, whether it's good or whether it's not so fun. So she uses the tarot and really goes into a lot of psychic picking up. She also works with mediumship and shamanism. So she has a lot of different ways for you to access more of your spirit. I don't know if you've ever been on a spirit journey or spirit quest, but you are in a relaxed, closed eye position. You can be on the phone or together, and the leader takes you through a journey on a road in your head and shows you, tells you, explains what you're seeing, and then gives you time to interact with the environment or the characters that show up or have your own experience there. So it's really, it's the hero's journey through the mind. And with, again, being a Pisces, lots of water, Cancer she has in her chart, is she can guide you and tune in with your energy and take you where you need to go. So that's Diane Mallett, our psychic reader. I highly recommend her, obviously. And then last but not least, we have Zion, who makes intuitive drawings. These are drawings that had just started flying out of his head a few years ago, and he would have a headache until he just drew it. And sometimes his hand would just be taken over. And these pictures and symbols and 3D and spirit, animals, all kinds of things came flying out. And now he can talk to you, make you one specifically. We want them to be affordable for any person that wants a portal drawing, intuitive drawing. But really, they are a portal where, whether it's made for you or you resonate with one that he's already made, you can sit, meditate with it, just stare at it. It's amazing. I mean, I try to say it better or different than just stare at it. But that's what you do. You just look at it, just like your screensaver. You know, when you're talking on the phone, you just have it there doing other things. And then sometimes you really just sit with it without doing anything else. And it brings you into somewhere, more into you, into the painting, shows you different, something about watching the shapes, how they go. You can really, it's almost like training your monkey mind happily, you know, with a gorgeous banana to take you to these different places. Well, the monkey stays still and looks at the beautiful picture, but then your spirit and your subconscious and unconscious can go on a journey, can see what's going on, can start thinking about how this relates. You'll see. It has to be experienced. I can explain it forever, but we're about to have a new website. So in a couple months, which is kind of quick, so we're going to have boxes with Zion's intuitive drawings. Again, affordable prices in the shop. So he makes little wooden boxes too with the just a couple of the symbols on it. So it's a nice way to start it out. Or you can call him and he could make you one just for you. And then we're also going to have our own Daughters of Isis Spirit Therapy line, which I'm so excited about, made by DaughtersOfIsis.com, Gwen the Blender, whose creations have given me so many pathways and road work. It's astronomical. How can you even say? She's got hundreds and hundreds of oils and misters, the sprays that you spray in your environment or on you, in your bath, incense, soap, and all of them are custom blended so that they take you into a certain place or a certain vibration, or it lines you up with, you know, Mahatma Katumi or Kuan Yin or Athena or Hermes, anything. So in the meantime, you can check out DaughtersOfIsis.com, all kinds of goodies there. And, you know, hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have our own spirit therapy line. So that's spirit therapy in a nutshell. And again, you can find us at spirittherapy.nyc or spirittherapynyc.com. And you can give us a call at 646-919-0540. Thanks so much for listening. And I wish you all the joy in the world. To be happy takes a little work and a little practice in the beginning. But then you start flowing with the universe and everything starts to visibly work out in your favor, one way or the other. So that's our goal here at Spirit Therapy. And I thank you so much. Love yourself so you can love the world. And good night. And thank you so much, Gia, for hanging out with me. All right. Love to all. Good night.